This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com.
After the hour, time now for us to deal with the information that's been provided to us by the folks at Talkers Magazine. It's the Talk Radio Review, a roundup of the top stories, top 10 items, according to the research of Talkers Magazine, which you can find, by the way, by going to talkers.com. You might want to listen to some of the things, the elements on Talkers Radio, Talkers Television. It's a good deal if you're into the format. You love listening to people talk about the issues. You've come to the right place because we'll review the stories, talk about maybe the people who are in the lists as well. So let's get started. Rich McFadden is here. Joe Crummy is here. Victoria Keelan is here. I'm Doug Steffen to bring you through all of these, starting at number 10, which is the usual focus on sports talk radio, what's going on in the new baseball season, any surprises from the beginning of the season. We're now a full week into Major League Baseball. Of course, the Red Sox are going to win the World Series, so I don't know why they bothered to play.
The prediction's been laid out.
Yes, right, exactly. Well, you'll tell us that the Senators are going to win. Victoria will give us some bunkum about the Yankees.
Senators.
The Nationals, them too. The Senators were the old team.
Well, and the only reason we couldn't get that name and continue it is because some hockey team took it.
Yeah, you guys wanted it again? Like, that was a stinky name. It just was.
What, the Senators?
And you know what? Let me tell you something. The reason why you didn't call yourself the Yankees, because you're not. That's it. Okay?
Right. Yeah.
Okay, deal.
Says the guy who left New York and moved to California.
Right, yeah. Hey. But he still loves those Zucco Yankees.
Hey, right, I bleed pinstripes, okay?
Anybody surprised by the ending of March Madness and the final team, anybody have any money?
It was fun to watch with that? The Loyola story. That was neat. Yeah. It was fun. So it got my interest. In March Madness.
What happened to that nun? Did she survive?
She's still alive. Yeah. Sister Jean. Okay.
98 years old, isn't she?
Yeah. She's taking a vacation now, they say.
Yeah, but her team did not win, though. What does that mean for her?
You know what I thought?
If I were her, God wasn't on their side.
Exactly. And if I were her, I'd be going, uh-oh. Right. Yeah.
Did you see how they wheeled her out? Like 3 minutes before the game was about to end, because they just figured, okay, one of two things is going to happen here. If Loyola wins,
that's just wrong.
It's
just
going to go Rich. Nuts, and she's going to get pummeled when the crowd rushes the court. Let's get Sister Jean out of here.
Nice.
We
got to
get her out of there. Right.
All right. So that's that story. Let's move into number 9, the film Ready Player One. A new Steven Spielberg movie, which does nothing for me. I saw the trailers, and I can't get into all of this virtual reality, but a lot of people can. Yeah. I didn't want to see, like, King Kong and... I mean, there's all kinds of stuff, all kinds of elements to the movie.
Yeah,
did well at the box office. You see it, Joe?
Yeah, well, and my kids saw it. As a matter of fact, I had to pick them up at In-N-Out Burger at 12:30 because they had seen the late show. And they love it because there's all the, you know, if you're 18, it's great because there's all these 80s imagery in it.
Yes.
And to kids, that's like ancient history to them. So it's like looking at the pyramids.
Yeah.
And so they look at people like me as like ancient history and they want to learn about us. So anything in the 80s is great. And they like the concept of, what is it called, Oasis or whatever it is. That reality sucks and that you have a better reality, a virtual reality, and the kids just think that's awesome. So
what does that say about where we're going? Is there some prediction in here? Am I taking this too seriously? Or are we headed in that direction? Instead of on Saturday night when you're upset because you don't have a girl and you've lost your job and you go, instead of going out and get drunk, you go rent one of these video things and masks and watch it until you're blottoed. Is that where we're going?
Maybe remember the movie Total Recall with Arnold Schwarzenegger?
I remember. Right. I
pretty much
see
what it was all about, and that was in the 80s, like 1982.
Right. All right, Victoria, are you wearing on this, or are you staying home?
No, this is not a movie that appeals to me. I'm not a gamer. I'm not into VR. Like,
right.
It's not
if you're a gamer, it's a big thing.
Oh, yeah, for sure.
Because that's what's coming next in games, by the way. What's coming next in games is putting on a helmet and being inside the world itself. That's where games are going.
Well, I'll even really take it a step further. Let's go back to number 10 in sports.
Yeah.
I predict that in maybe before 20 years, there will be no real people playing football. You will have this, like Joe says, you will be behind the face mask of that helmet, but somebody will be on a computer playing it, and there will be no humans in the game. You will be sitting there. It'll be you playing the game, but somebody controlling it. And we'll all sit there and watch it on some computer.
So how will you keep from getting gamed, Richie, under that circumstance? Because we all know Las Vegas bets on anything. There's money on anything and everything. So how do you, if you have a device like this, how do you keep it from, and maybe this is premature, I'm just thinking out loud of, because people are good at corrupting things, how they keep this all from becoming one big, you getting gamed, the player gets gamed.
Because it's just you and your buddies playing, and who's going to bet on that?
No, but it's all going to go over. The NFL will be a completely different beast in 20 years, in 10 years, if it's even still here.
Well, nobody get hurt anyway.
It's going to turn into a video game. Because I'll tell you, as a guy who's got a 14-year-old son who plays baseball and watches those baseball enlistment numbers drop every single year and watches the football enlistment numbers drop, the only thing that really grows is lacrosse. Everything else is dropping. And you're not going to be able to
field soccer.
You are not going to be able to field a major league.
As much as I love you, I just don't see lacrosse taking over sports.
No, it's not. It's not. I think video games will take over sports. You will not be able to field a major league baseball team in 30 years.
Okay. So what are we going to do to keep ourselves in shape? If we're not playing games, if we're not being physically active, are we heading for in the year 2525, if man is still alive, he's not going to need arms or legs or anything because nobody's going to be moving. They're just going to sit around like dolts and watch these damn video games?
I think a lot of people will, yeah.
You may have heard it.
It's kind of a bummer.
Get a nerve there.
Depressing,
but at the same time,
really?
You know, at the same time, how many people do you pass a day wearing a Fitbit? Getting their 10,000 steps in.
Mm.
Totally.
Yeah, I mean, a lot of people use technology for, I have an app on my phone that does a 7-minute workout or stretch or whatever it is. So
I like that.
Technology also can help you stay fit. It's just, you know, what you choose to do.
I have an apple, too, and I've eaten about half of it so far. I'm going to finish the rest of it in the next half hour. 14 after the hour. Joe, you're a good audience. Thank you.
Thank you, sir.
Joe Crummy, Rich McFadden, Victoria Keelan, as we review what's going on in the world of News Talk Radio, 14 after the hour. If there is a number among you who are into timeshares and you like them, great. This is not for you. If there are a number among you who are into timeshares and you don't like them, you want to get out of them, but you don't know how to, then you need to contact Resort Release. Resort Release. Take it from me. When you're ready to leave the timeshare nightmare behind, these are the people that you want to talk to. Resort Release. They have the know-how to permanently and legally terminate your timeshare. Call them. 888-277-7245. Sounds like a good idea, right? If you don't like what you're, you know, you don't like, it may have been good, served you for a while, but now you want out. Could be a disaster for you. And some, you can't get to Aruba on the second week of October any longer because your job changed. Call Resort Release. They give you 100% guarantee that you will legally and permanently be able to walk away from the timeshare. If you don't get out of the contract, you don't pay them anything. That's a pretty good deal. Call Resort Release, 888-277-7245. Tell them Doug Steffen sent you, 888-277-7245.
I'm Ryan Burke. I'm the head cider maker at Angry Orchard, and we're in Brittany, France. I wanted to make Angry Orchard Rosé cider out of my love for rosé wine. We came here and found these red flesh apples. It's a really rare fruit. The apple brings the right refreshing, natural taste to the cider and a deep, nice pink rosé hue. Our rosé is a little bit less sweet. It's got a really nice balance for any occasion. It's a really refreshing drink.
It's 3 p.m., and you just ran out of ink. You have a report due end of day, which is 2 hours from now. You can't push the deadline because end of day means end of today, not end of tomorrow day. What now?
Go to your local Staples store. Staples has a huge selection of ink and toner in stock and at low prices every day. So you can get your ink fast for less. End of story.
Hi, it's Jen from the DJ V Show. Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 855-432-4888. Now. That's 855-432-4886 for your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, a newspaper article, a legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can make your online search results look their best. Call 855-432-4886 to learn more or visit ReputationDefender.com/Doug.
All right, 17 after the hour. This is the News Talk Radio Review with Doug and Joe and Victoria and Rich. Number 7 this week on the countdown, a focus on the Environmental Protection Agency. And the fellow who was running it, Mr. Pruitt, who is a boob, is apparently he's outlived his usefulness. Was he asked to resign, or had he just had enough because of the criticisms aimed at him? How do we read this, Victoria? You did your...
Well, Scott Pruitt is my least favorite person in a whole slew of least favorite
people.
He was a messy...
The EPA is a mess. He was not the right guy to fix the problems.
Well, now the rumor is that Trump wants him to be the new attorney general to get rid of Sessions. They're moving Pruitt. That's the big story that everyone's talking about. They're moving Pruitt over to being attorney general.
Yeah, Trump loves him. And this is news to me, by the way. I was looking at it this morning. I didn't even, I claim ignorance. I didn't know he was out.
Yeah, well, he didn't do a great job.
Is he? I mean, no, help me out. I didn't
know
he
was out. Not the best guy that Trump appointed to anything, that's for sure.
Well, let me tell you,
as far as the farmers are concerned, and that's what I judge this stuff on.
They can go ahead and keep tearing the EPA apart. That's just fine with me.
Yeah.
Well, that's
but there's some things that are valuable.
Of the stuff he's rolled back is just ridiculous.
They've rolled back the wrong stuff, and they haven't rolled back the right stuff. And again, I'm speaking from the farmer's perspective on this. It just isn't the farmers are getting screwed 87 ways from Sunday.
Tear it all apart, baby.
Yeah, brick by brick.
With you, Rich.
Take it down.
Let's go down.
Every decision he's made, it benefits these huge corporations that he's friends with. It's so transparent. I don't know why people aren't just screaming. I mean, I know on the left they are, but I don't even know why people on the right aren't going, wait a second, this is just wrong.
The farmers who voted for Trump are yelling about what was not done and what is being done, and it is along the lines of what you just said, Victoria. It's Monsanto and that ilk that is trying. They're the ones, they contributed heavily to the Trump campaign, and they're influencing heavily what's going on there, and it's not good for the American consumer. It's not good for the family farmer. It's not good, period.
Give me something specific about it, because I want to learn.
What the EPA is doing or how the farmers are being hurt? Which do you want?
Well, the nature of your disgust for the man. I mean, I know the things that I read is that he was like, let's get out of the Paris, climate accord.
Okay, that's not what I'm talking about. I'm talking about the EPA, which came down with a regulation that says if you've got a puddle in your driveway on a farm, that's a waterway and we need to regulate it. That hasn't been dumped yet. What the hell is that in there for? Why is it?
Oh, my understanding was he's your man when it comes to that kind of stuff.
No, he hasn't done any of that stuff. That's the problem.
Yeah.
He hasn't. He's focused on the things that help Monsanto and other corporations like that. But that doesn't help the average family farmer, nor the average locivore, the average person.
So you're upset
trying
because
to find good food.
Done something as an
right wingy for you. Right. Then,
but Victoria doesn't like what he has done, and you don't like what he hasn't done.
That's a good way of putting it. See, you've done a nice job of summarizing the point of view. So we can now move on to Facebook next here on the countdown 21 after the hour.
Fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. I'm talking thick, meaty, center-cut, presidential bacon. Savory and delicious. I buy some, I use some, I store some. Awesome. No refrigeration needed with a 10-year shelf life. NASA pack technology. Bacon. Fully cooked, fully hydrated, ready-to-eat right from the pack bacon. Or warm and served. Life-saving, ready-to-eat bacon. 10-year shelf life bacon. Ships free at FullyCookedBacon.com. FullyCookedBacon.com.
Over the last 4 years, three of the biggest online precious metals dealers have gone bankrupt and owners put in prison due to theft and fraud. Having previously purchased precious metals, can you be sure you purchased the right product? Did you receive proper advice? Or were you stung by one of these companies? Miles Franklin has been in business for 29 years without receiving any material customer or regulatory complaints ever. Maintaining an A-plus Better Business Bureau rating and residing in Minnesota, the only state in America that regulates the precious metals industry, making doing business in precious metals with Miles Franklin the safest choice, bar none. Call us at 866-485-4346 and let us review your portfolio at no commitment whatsoever. Again, that's 866-485-4346. Get the peace of mind you deserve in working with a precious metals company with a reputation like Miles Franklin. Again, that's 866-485-4346. Miles Franklin Precious Metals, the name you can trust.
It's a no-brainer. A Big Berkey water filter is the one you need, period. You need a water filter that removes chlorine, fluoride, pharmaceuticals, BPA, and other endocrine disruptors, pesticides, bacteria, viruses, and much more, right? And does it all at only 2 cents per gallon. Get the original and most trusted name in gravity water filtration, Big Berkey. And now GCN listeners receive 5% off ceramic filter systems using code GCN. Call or click 1-877-99-BERKEY or BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY.
Three and change at the hour. Talk radio review time. Doug with Victoria and Joe and Richie. Joe Crummy has a podcast which each day includes his evil thoughts, and he sometimes plays the guitar, which is kind of evil in and of itself to have to listen to him on the guitar. The string, it sounds like one of the strings is broken most
no,
of the time.
No, the guitar sounds fine. It's the singing
it's
that's
the
evil.
Singing that's
oh, really?
That's the offense.
Want to
sing yeah.
I see. Okay.
I mean,
well, if you want to be offended, go to wherever you find podcasts and find Joe Crummy, two evil M's, E Y, Evil Thoughts. All right,
commercial free.
Commercial free. Right. By the way, I want to welcome in the folks listening around the world on the Armed Forces Network. First time listening to the Talk Radio Countdown Show. This is a weekly event. Takes place a couple of hours every week. You can listen to what's going on to America's favorite format. And I say that looking at some of the numbers from Nielsen, the company that does the ratings. I'm not a big fan of theirs, but I'm happy to say that the talk-based formats are edging to the top of the list. Country music is right in there. It's all, and it's kind of been that way, Richie, for a while.
Sports, back country and music, and talk, yeah.
Sports, yep, that's big. So anyway, that's what people are listening to. Number six on the countdown this week, Facebook. I'm going to let Victoria, encourage her to take the lead on this one. The data issues, Zuckerberg, has he ruined or allowed the company to get ruined? Is it the end? If you have a Facebook, Richie, you have a Facebook account, right?
I do, yeah.
You going to keep it?
I am dwindling down my audience or my my friends.
Like your friends?
Yeah. If I haven't shaken hands with you,
really?
Pretty much, yeah. Or I haven't dealt with you, at least on the telephone or in some kind of way personally, no, I'm done.
Really?
Yeah.
Huh. Wow. All right, Joe, are you a person on Facebook? Can people find you on Facebook?
Hell yeah. I'm posting in at least 50 pages every single day. I know a lot. Oh, heck yes. I'm all over
of course
the place
he
on
is.
Facebook.
And right.
What?
No,
I
go ahead.
Think that what's coming, and I think we see that in the case of Nassim Agdam. She's the lady who went up and shot up YouTube. That what you're going to see in the next a couple of years or so is that Facebook and YouTube and Twitter are all going to end up being regulated like utilities. And that's what's coming because they have so much power and information that people didn't really see it coming, and to the opposite of what Rich is saying, it's more people are going to be on social media. It's going to be looked at as like a telephone. It's going to be looked at like a utility, like the power company, and they're going to be regulated whether they like it or not.
That's I'll take it a step further, Joe. It's
I
mentioned Total Recall, but now we're going to look at Minority Report. Facebook and YouTube have become the precog from Minority Report, and law enforcement will be using them. They will figure out algorithms to be able to find this woman who shot up YouTube and to be able to find those people who have shot up the schools. They will be using that, and it will be the precog of the future.
Great.
Yeah, I mean, they're going to be heavily regulated. There will
what
be
we
what
need
there
is more
will
government.
Be.
The government does such a good job regulating.
No, I'm with you on that. I think it stinks, but there's going to be like an appeals process. Like, as nutty as this woman was, I mean, she did mention a few points that people are crazy about. It's that when you run afoul of the Facebook censors or whatever they're called, or the Twitter there's no appeals process, and I think that's coming along with a lot of other regulations.
So is that the way to fix everything? Any problem we have, we're going to shoot up the place. That's it. Let's go get a gun, shoot up the place.
The lady was a nut. She was a nut with a 9mm.
But there are a lot of people that are nuts and have guns.
Precogs will save you.
The precogs will save you.
The algorithms will save you. Just sit back and relax and let the algorithms
in the year 2525, if man is still alive.
Man is still in the year
2525. All right, I can fix that. Hold on, he's gone. All right, go ahead.
Thank you, Rich.
Right, thank you. The guys listening on the Armed Forces Network for the first time this weekend are saying, what the hell is this show? You'll find out. Stick around. It's okay. Everything's going to be fine. 28 past the hour here on the countdown.
In today's automotive news at a press conference at their Detroit headquarters, Ford, who are currently the number two in hybrid sales, say that they will surpass Toyota to become the number one by 2021. Ford are expected to put hybrid powertrains in many of their future vehicles. In other significant news, Ford will also produce a GT500 Mustang and Explorer ST. They will have a four-door Mustang electric utility vehicle, and Lincoln will get six SUVs in total. For more, go to OurAutoExpert.com. I'm Nick Miles.
If you think putting a supercharged V8 in a sedan is crazy or just plain wrong, well, we've got news for you. We don't care. Dodge. Welcome to the Brotherhood of Muscle.
Want an easy way to see if you can save money on car insurance? GEICO gives you three. Call 1-800-947-AUTO. Go online to geico.com or stop by the GEICO office nearest you. Three ways you could save 15% or more.
Doug Steffen here for Purity Products, namely the Krill Omega 50 Plus with CoQ10. I've noticed, and I bet you have noticed, decreased mobility. As you get a little older, things begin to wane. So I've started taking Krill Omega 50 Plus with CoQ10 from Purity. What a difference. My energy is back. The problems with my joints, my ankles, and my knees especially are gone. Krill Omega 50 Plus with CoQ10 combines krill oil with fish oil. This is superb for anybody that's getting older that really feels their joints aching. The ingredients are better than anything else you could possibly get. A free bottle is yours just for the asking. 800-355-1493. It's a much lower cost than if you purchased it in the store. Just pay shipping. Dial now.
You are listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
If you owe money to the IRS, you need to hear this. The IRS is cracking down on those who owe back taxes. It starts with a devastating letter, and if you don't act immediately, you could find yourself having your wages garnished or have a lien placed on your property. But there's a solution. Tax 10,000 can help. Avoid enforced compliance, where these holds on your income and seizure of your home could become a nightmare that just won't end. Call 800-239-9957 now and speak to one of our experts. 800-239-9957 is the number to link you directly to a tax resolution specialist those two will negotiate with the IRS on your behalf. Working through the IRS Fresh Start program, all the forms will be handled for you. All you have to do is make the toll-free call, 800-239-9957. Find out if you qualify and possibly save yourself thousands of dollars, not to mention a lot of headaches. It could be the best call you've made today. That number again, 800-239-9957. The service does not provide tax settlement or legal services. We will refer you to a company that does provide such services. Often the IRS will not agree to any reduction in the amount owed. Not all taxpayers who owe more than $10,000 will qualify for a tax reduction program.
Join me, George Norrie, in Indian Wells, California, June 1st through the 4th for the Contact in the Desert UFO Conference, an epic weekend of exploration into ancient aliens, human origins, crop circles, and UFO sightings. More than 100 lectures, panels, workshops, and events with leading experts Giorgio Tsoukalos, David Wilcock, Linda Moultonhowe, Eric Mondonikin, Corey Good, Doc Wallach, and more. Get tickets at contactinthedesert.com. It's time to make contact. Contactinthedesert.com.
For over 5 years, you've been hearing about the Berkey guy, so you may know a few things about him. For example, you are well aware of the superior quality and effectiveness of Berkey water filters and accessories. But did you know the Berkeys have had independent lab tests done to prove just how effective they are? It's true, and he can email you the test results. Just visit GoBerkey.com. You may also know that the Berkey guy has helped tens of thousands of people get better prepared. Now here's something you may not know. GoBerkey.com has amazing specials and deals all the time on a wide variety of survival and preparedness products, most ready to ship same day. Visit the Berkey guy at GoBerkey.com and be sure to click the red Products on Sale Now button. You can always call toll-free 877-886-3653. Again, that's 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com, home of the Berkey guy.
The final phase of extermination is set to commence now. And as population die-off becomes evident, you know it is the time of punishment in all that is written. The cover for mass die-off is evolution and global warming frauds, also used as false proof of their Christ. They are from the lines that were disinherited 2,000 years ago. Now they claim to be his Christ based upon blood type, DNA, and long lifespan. Go to unveilingthem.com. That's UNVEILINGthem.com.
Attention business owners and independent contractors. This is a money-saving message from Tax Mediation Services. If your business owes $20,000 or more in taxes, we can help you today, right now. Listen, dealing with the IRS is no picnic. It's an intimidating and extremely stressful process, and you don't want to go it alone. Our attorneys know every law, every tax break, and every possible opportunity to help you resolve and reduce your tax debt. And if you owe more than $20,000, you may be at the top of their hit list. So don't take your tax debt lightly, because it will not go away on its own. The IRS can seize your bank accounts, your home, and even shut down your business. Call our tax experts today at 1-800-261-9818 and let us deal with the IRS while you focus on your business. That's 1-800-261-9818. Again, 800-261-9818.
Agents of Information, this is the Talk Radio Roundup. I'm Doug Steffen with the charts for the week of April 2nd to 6th, being discussed by a group of collegial conversationalists, Joe Crummy, who has a podcast called Evil Thoughts. You can pretty much take it from there and figure out, use your imagination, folks. You listen to him for a little while, understand how evil he really
love
is.
The show.
It Victoria is. The Keelan, show. Who some people think, depending on their political point of view, is evil as well, but she's not really.
She's on the side of all that is right and just, right? All right, yes, Victoria, don't you look at yourself
I'm
like
Wonder
that.
Woman, yes. Yes.
Wonder Woman. On the side of right and just. I'm on the dark forces.
And then there's Rich McFadden, who's a force for truth, justice, and the American way, just in time for us to be on the Armed Forces Network. So, let's get back to the countdown. We've been working our way to number one of the 10 items that are usually there. The Russians at number 5.
Evil.
And you can just say Russians. Okay, so what do we
evil.
Do? Facebook.
So
well, yeah,
over
they
all
are
of the Russians.
Evil.
Oh,
they are.
Like, just
poisoning
all of them.
Everybody.
Yeah.
So, is there anything evil. That needs to be said specifically about the Russians, or it's just the Russians.
Well, I'm sick of them meddling in our elections. You know what I'm talking about? I mean, something has to be done about it. And I think the first thing we knew is to get rid of Trump. That's it, right?
Okay, there you go.
That's the smartest thing you've ever said.
I'm just trying to be good for once. You know, the Russians are evil and bad.
They are so good at playing us. They are so good at playing us.
They
know how to just put some dork behind a computer and pretty much manipulate us.
But I don't think it's any dork. I think it's Snowden, Richie. Who's on board with me? That since Snowden has been living in Russia,
sure,
and he's behind, he's been the brains of all this stuff.
He has to be related to it somehow, because you don't just get to to be that high profile and just live in Moscow and no one bothers you ever.
Let's face it, who knows a really smart Russian? Give me one example of a
Well, they're
cagey.
You know the thing about
Russians. That's not cagey, right?
But I don't think Putin's dumb.
No,
you know what they are? You know what they are? They're KGB.
That's what KGB.
Yeah, but Victoria, do you think Putin's hot when he rides his horse bare chest?
No, he is hot, and he's got Trump under his thumb. Everybody knows that Trump wants to build a stupid Trump Tower, so he's gonna destroy his presidency over some stupid building in Moscow. That's what's going on.
Are they building it? I didn't know that. Is the Trump Tower going up in Moscow?
That was
really?
No, but I mean that's the thinking that he wants to build the Trump Tower in Moscow, right. And because he wants to build the Trump Tower in Moscow, he's not going to do anything that's going to upset Vlad, except they sell weapons to the Ukrainians.
But before the election was over, Don Jr. was over there meeting about licensing. They were approved for licensing of the Trump name and the brand in right. Russia, and Don Jr. was over there. And one of the reasons that he's probably going to be questioned is what exactly was that conversation? Was it just about building a hotel? Or was it some promises of favors and perks if they let them build
a
hotel there?
Thing.
There's a whole lot more to it.
What's the quid pro quo
I
want to know. So far, it's that they got John Podesta's email account, and that's the quid pro quo so far. That's the one where the password was password. See, those Russians are good.
So,
that information, which was
password,
so devastating.
Password 123 ABC.
We'll never be able to have anybody.
I mean, they are very good.
Who's ever done business with anybody in political office again, because they may have dealt with somebody and there may have been a quid pro quo.
And then you hear Richie from Mueller that Trump is not the subject of a criminal investigation. They're just investigating. So how many hundreds of millions of dollars of taxpayer money? See, this is the kind of thing we ought to be thinking about all the time, but especially given the fact that next week the dough that you earned last year is going to be taxed. You got to make sure the money that you owe, if you don't want penalties and interest, you better make sure the dough is in the hands of the IRS by midnight on the 16th of April. In Massachusetts, 17th, 16th.
They're going to spend maybe $25 million as a special prosecutor. And as I've told you guys before, and this is an evil thought, it's money well spent because it keeps these wackos busy in the sandbox, and I'm happy about it. I don't think the president is particularly happy about it, but I like the fact that it has sort of, you know, you were talking about that movie, Ready Player One. You know, this is perfect for Democrats. It's impeachment porn. It's perfect for them because they can sit around and they can go, we got him now. Meanwhile, evil Trump is running the country, which is what I like, so that's what's going on. I know. She's like, so you guys keep playing in the sandbox. Yeah. Here's some more money. It's money well spent. Here's some more
Joe's
money.
Pretty
you
much on point there. Yeah.
All right, so what happens if the Democrats win in November? Does Trump get impeached?
Well,
he might be.
No. Maybe, but he's still
I'll tell you this. You'll know it's serious when they take that stupid impeachment thing away from Maxine Waters. You'll know then they're actually getting serious.
Hold on a second, Joe. What did you just say, Victoria?
I said if he is impeached, I think he would pull a Clinton and not resign.
Well, there's two parts to it. The House may impeach him. Then the Senate, which is sort of a little more sober, they won't vote to throw him. Unless he did something really good, was in bed with Vlad or something like that. But, I mean, they could impeach him.
The same reason they didn't want to push DACA to the front line is the same reason they won't impeach Trump. In 2020, they want to run against Trump, not Pence. Mm-hmm. They would no way they would pull Trump out of it. They think, man, we can beat this clown no problem.
Well, you got to beat Hitler. I mean, if you can't beat Hitler, see, that's painful. I mean,
who are they going to beat him with, Richie?
They haven't figured that part out.
That's a good question.
Well, Kamala Harris. Kamala Harris is ready to go.
No, she's
Cory Booker.
No.
Cory Booker
neither
is ready to go.
Neither one of them has got a chance.
Bernie.
Bernie. No, there's
no
one.
Bernie, no way. No way.
Bernie.
Victoria, who do you think they have? See, I don't see. I think Kamala Harris is ready. I think that
I'm not ready. I don't disagree.
Who do you, think?
I think they're all ready, but none of them are going to get the job done. I actually am going to make a prediction that I think in the next couple of years, I think in the next couple of years, Governor Murphy from New Jersey is going to be someone that's going to be all over. And he just got elected. New Jersey's already loving him. He was the ambassador to Germany under Obama. He's a Goldman Sachs guy. He's got a proven track record of being middle of the road in a lot of things, but I think that he's a rising star, and I think for the Democratic Party they should look to him because I think that we will see him a lot more in the next couple of years. You know, Obama came out of nowhere. Like, think about it. Mm. No one even knew who he was until he was boom.
Nobody
president.
Said Nancy Skinner, Richie.
Right, but he was a person of color. All right, he was a person of color, so he.
But look, as much as this pains me to say, it's not going to be a woman, and it's not going to be a minority. It just won't. The country is so backwards right now with all the hate and the white nationalist crap that's come out, and a lot of that is attributed to Trump. A lot of it is tied to him.
It's true. I've got a couple of white...
Rich, I'm not saying that he's... I'm saying he has allowed for that space to be created.
The white nationalists are 0.001% of crazy people.
Rich, but it's an overall tone of racism in this country that's been... We thought it was gone, and it's really not
there. Because you know what? I looked under my bed last night, and there were two or three racists under my bed. I saw it, so Victoria's right.
Don't bother.
There were two or three that were under my bed. I think there's one under my desk right now. They're all over the place like cockroaches. They're everywhere.
I want to make sure the audience knows I said nothing.
Everywhere.
Coming up next on the Talk Radio Roundup, a focus on Laura Ingraham and that little worm, Mr. Hogg.
Be careful.
Calm down.
Go after him.
Really? You'll lose your advertising.
He's going to start tweeting your advertising.
Yeah, good for him.
Really?
Yeah.
I like having a job.
Really? There you go.
Be careful. He is powerful. He is a kid. You're not allowed to attack him. He can say whatever he wants about you.
He can say you have blood on your hands.
Can you guys hold on to this for a second? I just teased it because I got to do a couple of commercials.
Those commercials are gone next week.
That's how it works.
Please listen to these commercials carefully.
So hurry up, folks, and get this done, because Hogg's going to attack me and wipe out all of my sponsors, all of them. So here we go.
That's right. So let's talk while we have
the last chance to hear this commercial.
All right, business owners. A lot of them listen to this program, at least used to. Are you still using one of those free email services? If you have a business like RadioAmerica.org or RadioAmerica.com or DougStefan.com, now you can separate yourself from the rest of the crowd by using EasyEmail.tech. EasyEmail.tech makes the process simple. You can change or you can add. I'm just adding it. It'll now be DougStefan.tech. If you want to use that, that'll separate me. This is the boys being separated from the men. Call Easy Email today at 844-344-7607. Get you all set up with your own .com, .shop, .tech, whatever you want. They've got the know-how, and it doesn't cost a lot of dough. So separate yourself from the rest of the people in the plumbing business or whatever your business is. Go to Easy Email, U.S.-based company, real people answer the phone, so call them at 844-344-7607. Don't do like Joe. He calls them because he wants a date. That's not the place to get a date. But you can get if you're looking for something different, get the .tech or .shop added to your commercial name, your company's name. 844-344-7607 or go to easyemail.tech.
Brian! I don't know how else to say this, so I'll just say it!
What is it, Linda?
I think we should see other people!
Are you breaking up with me? On a roller coaster?
Well, we do have a lot of fun! Maybe we should stay together!
An emotional roller coaster? Surprising. What's not surprising? How much you could save by switching to Geico.
I just need a little me time!
Geico. 15 minutes could save you 15% or more.
Of the
Beauty's 21 Days of Beauty is here. With new beauty steals every day, it's beauty's biggest event, which means it's also beauty's biggest makeup bag makeover event. And beauty's biggest, is that price real, event? And beauty's biggest, well, you get the point. At Ulta Beauty's 21 Days of Beauty, every day is a new chance to get up to 50% off our most loved brands, like It Cosmetics, Tarte, and more. But the event ends April 7th, so hurry in to binge on beauty only at Ulta Beauty.
Freedom doesn't start in the White House. It starts in your house. Here's Helen Kriebel.
Our Constitution does not guarantee the right to break into someone's house. Yet a burglar in Bristol, Pennsylvania, thought he had that right, and a jury agreed. He broke into a home, but got locked in the garage trying to escape. With no way out and the homeowners away, he spent 8 days in that garage, surviving on a case of Pepsi and a large bag of dog food, until the homeowners returned and called police. He claimed because the garage door opener didn't work, he had suffered undue mental anguish and sued the homeowner's insurance company. Shockingly, the jury sided with him and made the insurance company pay him $500,000 for his ordeal. We should all look through the lens of liberty and remember the importance of personal responsibility, especially before we serve on juries.
For more, check out our podcast at lensofliberty.org.
All right, 46 past the hour, Talk Radio Review, Doug Steffen, Victoria Keelan, Joe Crummy, Rich McFadden. Let's get to
Evil
Ingram, Mr. Hogg, and I'm going to call him Mr. Master. Young whippersnappers are called Master. So Master Hogg wants to make a name for himself. I think most people who have any imagination at all can see through him and his antics. However, Laura Ingram wasn't too smart either. So, Richie, you know her better than the rest of us. What do you think's going on with her? Have you heard or seen anything that the rest of us haven't regarding this whole thing?
No, I mean, she's on vacation this week. She took her kids to a set up vacation. So, but everybody makes it like she's been taken off the air.
Right, that was the way
and
it
she
ran.
Hasn't. Laura's great. There's a lot of stories about Laura being tough and, you know, hard to work for and everything, and she is.
Stories are true.
But you know what? She's a great person. I really like her a lot. So
Fox News is going to stand by her.
And they're going to stand by her. Right. So,
Richie, there are rumors about me being tough, and you know that's not true.
No. You're one of the nicest guys to work for ever.
Absolutely.
But, you know, the reality is, this kid is backed by a bunch of billionaires, and they've got a great platform to him to stand in front of, and they're very powerful. And they were able to execute a takedown of her advertisers on Fox News, pretty much like they've been doing to Fox News for the past two or three years. All they did was they found a new front person this year to put in front of that machine, and its name is David Hogg.
He's a little weasel. All right, next. What? What do you mean? Little weasel.
No, he's not opportunistic. He's a kid that was put in a horrible situation.
Trying to save America. Now, wait a minute. He's trying to save America, and he's young, and he knows how to operate a cell phone, and we don't.
I'd like to know what the rest of the members of that class that have suffered horrors,
you know what, Doug,
what they think about him.
It's not the kid. It's the people using
behind
the kid.
Him. Okay, well,
the kid is. Think about what he went through, and think about what his feelings are, and he's definitely trying to make something better. The problem is when you look at the March for Our Lives and everything. This is not a bunch of kids that put this together. This thing is massive.
Yeah, it's a big
activity. Machine, man.
Yeah, right. I don't know. I just am bothered by. Maybe it is, Richie. Maybe I'm being unfair.
You know
he's
what it is.
Manipulated.
You know what it is?
In a manner
it's kind of like David Hogg, you know, all the, anti-gun arguments he uses, you know, I heard 25 years ago, but I think it's interesting. It's kind of like, you know how it's springtime right now and the daffodils come off and there's crocuses and the snow and all that? He's kind of like this kid that, okay, we got to end.
Joe Crummy's just been croaked, ladies and gentlemen. This is the Talk Radio Review.
Hey.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
Warning, if you're drowning in debt you can't afford, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to pay it all back, because you don't. What the credit card companies don't want you to know is that there's actually a way to get debt-free without paying off your entire debt or going bankrupt. If you have $5,000 or more in credit card debt, you now have the right to let us settle that debt for a fraction of what you owe. For free information, call Credit Associates now. 1-800-959-5759. We'll even show you how much money you could save. If you can't afford to pay off all your debt, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to. Call Credit Associates now for free information on how to get debt-free faster than you ever thought possible without debt consolidation or bankruptcy. We depend on your success and offer a guarantee, so there's no risk. For free information, call now. 1-800-959-5759. That's 1-800-959-5759. 1-800-959-5759.
It's been said, any society is only three missed meals away from chaos. Those times may be near. Think about it. Our country faces multiple terrorist threats and aggressions from Russia and North Korea. Social unrest and violent marches yet again may lead to looting of stores and city shutdowns. And our crumbling infrastructure leaves our power grid vulnerable to long-term outages from a single cyber attack. When the chaos from any one of these threats arises, the government knows it can't provide during a widespread national emergency. That's why you need your own plan for self-reliance. That's where My Patriot Supply comes in. Get a 4-week survival food supply for only $99. That includes breakfast, lunches, and dinners. Order online at preparewithgcn.com. $99 for 4 weeks of survival food that tastes like homemade cooking and lasts up to 25 years from My Patriot Supply. Get your kits today at preparewithgcn.com. Free shipping is included. Preparewithgcn.com.
So let's see, it's time to name that tune. It's 53 past the hour. And movie moments on the air. Chuck Curry is here. This is music from the movie Avatar. So let's see, I always love to guess, Victoria, what it is that's on his mind, where he's going.
I cannot predict Chucker's
sideways
mind.
Avatar was released on this day, that's my prediction.
All right, Chucker, what's the story?
Avatar was released in 2009, directed by James Cameron, but that's not the story. Relax for a second, okay? and it really force-fed the new technology of 3D down moviegoers' throats, forcing most moviegoers to see three-quarters of the movies they went to see in the 3D process. As we speak right now, 3D sales are at its lowest in the last 8 years, which means the general public, for the most part, has rejected this unnecessary process, and I refuse to see a movie in 3D. And I'm glad. I'm glad that stock has fallen.
It's unnecessary. And beyond that, it's not even real 3D. I don't understand. I've been saying this for a while. I don't understand how 3D technology seems to have gone backwards. Because, like, when I was a kid, we went to Disney World, and there was real 3D, where stuff felt like it looked like it was going to touch your face in any second. And the movies don't look like that. So I think that's why people are frustrated with it. It doesn't even feel real.
Yeah. All right.
I actually thought the 3D in Avatar was fairly good, but When I watch it 3D, here's the problem with me in watching 3D. It's like the visuals are so overwhelming, I don't remember the story when the movie's over. So I just don't want to see 3D. And I think most people are in my camp, and I'm glad this trend has gone back to 2D.
Yeah,
keep it simple, stupid, Doug. That's what my mother told me.
All right, kiss it off there, Chucker. Thank you very much. In a moment, we're going to understand what went on maybe between, let's see if Chucker's got a take on Channing Tatum's divorce. A little of gossip there. And then we'll talk about the movies that are coming out this weekend right after this.
I'm Andy Solomon. Sony announced a new price for its PlayStation VR headset at about $100 off suggested retail. PlayStation's Eric Lechter tells us why the company is making virtual reality an even sweeter deal.
PlayStation VR is unlike anything you've ever played. It transports users out of the living room and into a virtual game world. We've seen a tremendous response from gamers with more than 2 million units sold. We're lowering the suggested price to start at $299, so now even more gamers can get into the VR action at an even greater value.
What can we expect from PlayStation VR this year?
This year, it's all about the games. PlayStation VR has a deep catalog of more than 220 games, with 180 new titles expected to launch by end of this year. All of that content is a big part of PlayStation VR's success. Whether you like horror games like Resident Evil 7, fantasy adventure like Moss or Skyrim VR, or social sci-fi experiences like Star Trek Bridge Crew, there's plenty to keep you entertained.
For more, visit PlayStation.com.
56 minutes past the hour. All right, so the story of Channing Tatum and his wife Jenna been all over the place, social media this week, gossip columnists. He's become quite the actor. He's a force in the business, and he apparently is a big drinker. I didn't know that. But
I didn't know that either. Why, have you been out drinking with him?
No, me. That would be an interesting thing. So she says she's happy to clarify that absolutely none of the rumors are true. He didn't cheat on her. He just drinks too much, and he works too much, and he's gone too much. So
I think she even said the drinking wasn't that big of a deal, but I don't know. Maybe it is.
Yeah. Well, anyway, so he's gone, and that's the end of that. Does that affect
his acting? They met on a movie, actually, called, I think, Step Up, a little over a decade ago.
That's how they met.
Yeah.
That's how they met.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay.
I like him. Right. I think he's pretty good.
Yeah, I do too. I think he's
A whole host of movies open nationwide this weekend, Doug. First is A Quiet Place, a new small monster movie, which has gotten terrific reviews, directed by John Gravinsky, who was one of the stars of the NBC comedy The Office.
So it's a small, the monster is small, or it's a small movie?
The budget's only $17 million. In a very quick way, here's the backstory. This movie most likely was made to be an experiment. The concept is really good, where you cannot speak or these monsters will come out and get you. So the movie primarily plays like a silent movie with some excellent sound effects. Even though there's not a lot of dialogue, the acting, especially by Emily Blunt, is outstanding. And this, her daughter in the movie, played by a young actress who's actually deaf, she's simply outstanding. You could literally hear a pin drop throughout the entire 90-minute running time of this film. I give it an 8 out of 10. I liked it. They got it on 3,400 screens. It's tracking at around a $35 million opening. There's no way they can envision this movie being this successful when they put it into play. I think it's a smaller film that's doing...
What else this weekend? Quickly.
A comedy called Blockers with John Cena and Leslie Mann. Isle of Dogs is on 500 screens, and Chappaquiddick also opens nationwide.
All right. There he is, Chuck Kerr.
Anytime, any place, anywhere, radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and slingbows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug-out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.